May you forgive yourself.
Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. 2 Corinthians 7:10.
Today I bless you with a special anointing to forgive yourself. Discern that there is a difference between conviction, convincing someone of an error, and condemnation, declaring someone as doomed. Accept that when God convicts you, He provides a way out, repentance. Understand that your repentance will turn you around to lead you back to the path of salvation. It delivers from evil. It harvests hope. It results in holiness. It never brings regret. On the other hand, when the accuser condemns, he provides no way out. Know that he will not provide anything to contribute to any kind of deliverance. His goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. His intention is to deem you fatally flawed, unacceptable, unworthy to be loved, even by God. His aim is to drive you away from your everlasting Father and His love, hope, and truth, and dump you into hopelessness where there's no way out. Therefore, I bless you to be alert and distinguish between conviction that comes from God and condemnation that comes from the accuser.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, 1 and 2.
Furthermore, know that God also provides an escape from the enemy's condemnation. If you cannot forgive yourself for something you have done, ask yourself why and find the belief the father of lies had planted in your mind. What is the reason you are not allowed to forgive yourself? For what do you have to keep on paying? Find that belief and ask God to exchange it for His truth. I bless you.